For 48 hours, the world has waited breathlessly for the news which would bring an end to World War II. One of the decisive factors which brought us to the threshold of peace was the use of the atomic bomb. This week, the world viewed with mixed apprehension and hope the dawn of a new scientific era. The atomic bomb was not unleashed with any surge of elation or glory. In the words of President Truman, it was used in order to shorten the agony of war, to save the lives of thousands and thousands of young Americans. For an interview with the Army airmen who dropped the first atomic bomb on Japan, here is our AAF reporter in the Marianas.
This is your AAF combat reporter, Technical Sergeant Harold Brown, speaking from somewhere in the Marianas. During the last few days, the entire world has been startled at the announcement of America's new atomic bomb. On our wire record microphone is Brigadier General Thomas F. Farrell of Albany, New York, who will give us a few facts concerning this new weapon. We also have three men from the crew of the Super Fortress that dropped the first bomb on Hiroshima. They are Colonel Paul W. Tibbetts, Miami, Florida, the aircraft commander, Captain Theodore J. Van Kirk of Northumberland, Pennsylvania, the navigator, and Major Thomas W. Farabee of Mocksville, North Carolina, the bombardier. My first question is directed to Brigadier General Thomas F. Farrell. Sir, how long has this bomb been in the experimental stage?
The atomic fission bomb has been under development for over 3 years. In those 3 years, there was successfully completed an effort which might have taken 30 years in peacetime.
How large is it, or can you say?
It has the equivalent effect of over 20,000 tons of TNT.
How does its destructive power compare with an ordinary demolition bomb?
It is entirely impractical to compare this bomb with an ordinary demolition bomb. It would be like comparing elephants with fleas, only that comparison would be unfair to the elephants.
Does it utilize atomic energy?
It really uses atomic energy, which is the energy released when the atom is split. The process of splitting the atom is called atomic fission.
Do you think Japan has any comparable weapon?
We know definitely that Japan has no such weapon, nor any prospect of making such a weapon during the present war.
How was your crew picked for this job, Colonel Tibbetts?
A long time ago, when I was privileged to form this unit for Army Air Forces, I was also committed at the same time to select the key personnel by name. Major Farabee, Captain Van Kirk, and myself had flown together in Europe, and Captain Lewis, the co-pilot, was a boy that had been with me during the early experimental stages of B-29 flying. Did you know what you were carrying when you took off, sir?
Yes, I did know.
Major Farabee, were you a little nervous?
That is hard to say. I knew it was the most important mission that I'd ever been on, but I was sure each crew member would carry his job. I wasn't worried about what we'd do that we were sent up there to do.
Did you know that your B-29 would be outside of its range of concussion?
No, I did not. But we'd figured to get the airplane out into a safe range, and we maneuvered to make the shot as small as we possibly could.
Captain Van Kirk, did it shake the B-29 when it exploded?
We saw two distinct jolts a short time after dropping the bomb, but it felt like close bursts of flak.
What could you see below after the detonation?
I saw a very large, white, mushroom-shaped cloud which reached to our altitude. Hanging low over the target was a thick cloud of boiling black dust which covered the entire city with the exception of the dock area.
Colonel Tibbetts, have you seen any reconnaissance photos since the strike?
Yes, I have seen some recent post-strike photos.
Well, in general, sir, what do they show?
Well, in general, they show that the city of Hiroshima has taken a terrible beating.
But can you tell us approximately how much of the city was destroyed?
Well, more or less an official guess on that, I would say that over half of the city is totally destroyed.
Well, what kind of a reception did the crew receive upon your return to base?
Well, everybody was most happy and most relieved that the first bomb of its type had been released, and there was quite a lot of hilarity on the part of everyone concerned.
Colonel Pivot, the last question. Is it your plan to continue attacks with these new bombs?
Well, plans are entirely up to Strategic Air Forces, but whatever they plan or wherever they want the bombs delivered, we'll take them.
Thank you, Colonel Tibbetts and Brigadier General Thomas F. Farrell in the Marianas.